Pacey and Mac, hit 101.9. Well, if you didn't see it last night, Sweet As Simon did super well to get to the final, right?
Zumbo's Just Desserts. Oh, my goodness. Some people are saying it's an absolute roar.
Catherine, for your Sweet Sensations task dessert, I score you. A 10.
Well done.
Of 33 out of 40.
Too many emotions.
Well done.
Thank you. You're the winner, Zumbo's Just Dessert.
We have to say well done to Catherine and commiserations to our very own Sweet As Simon from Harvey Bay.
At the time, I mean, it was probably a big shock, but at the same time, you took the loss very well.
You know, it just happened, and in situations like that, you can't break down. You just got to keep going with it, follow it through, and try and execute it, and hopefully the judges loved it, and yeah.
Oh, look, it was so wonderful to watch you. You're a champion and a winner in our eyes, and I love what you've posted on your Instagram, just in case anyone wants to follow you, simon.justdesserts.au. You said, I'm happy for you, Catherine. There's a lovely photo of you and Catherine. Spend wisely and live your dream, because I have woken up and seen that my dream has always been with me, my family. That is so lovely.
Yeah, it is true, because she's a young, intelligent woman. She's got a whole life set for her, for life. And for me, I think, well, the dream is there, but I'm living it now.
Yes. And I mean, you know, okay, you came runner-up. You've got a bit of a profile now. There's nothing to say you can't still follow through with your dream and create your dessert bar. Maybe beside Dan and Steph's, there could be a vacancy for a little tenancy
yeah,
there.
That sounds really good. The more you talk about it, the more I'm more interested in it. Yeah,
I reckon two Channel 7 shows beside each other, that'll be fine. We might get a radio studio around the corner. It would be a perfect match made in heaven.
We'd end up the size of a house eating all those desserts.
Yeah, I need some testers.
Yeah, 100%, mate, 100%. Now, is it nice that you got to spend that time back with your family after all that?
There's nothing like family, eh? I mean, there was a point in time where I was going to hit rock bottom, but, you know, just in my head, you know, having my girls in my head and my wife, and it kept me motivated and focused.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was so cool to see them come through those doors.
Yes.
And yeah, I was.
It was so beautiful.
Yeah, and real emotional.
Yeah.
Real emotional.
Beautiful.
Like, oh my gosh. Started crying and everything. I didn't care.
No, you shouldn't care. And your wife, Tash, and your kids, they're so proud of you. Like, they're so proud of you.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah,
mate.
So, it was a great moment for me that time, and it gave me more push.
Yeah. You can see that, definitely.
Look, after you finish the show and the guys have seen what you can make, are there a lot more requests coming from the home place as to what you have to make now?
I don't know. I'll see after. Because they've already asked or requested what they wanted, but now they might probably want more.
Something a bit fancier, hey? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, oh, all right, then I don't want a Black Forest cake. Maybe give me one of those mousse entremet cakes you can make. You know, like,
they know your skills are madder than they thought.
Yeah, well, I didn't know I had it in myself, but yeah, there we go.
Mate, we really enjoyed watching you go through the whole experience of Zumbo's Just Desserts, and hopefully we can do some cooking with you soon.
Yeah, I would love to do that. Love to share my knowledge and skills with everyone and help them through some hard times in the kitchen.